bright. Nice and sunny this morning. Let's take a seat on our mat. And we start with a moment just closing our eyes, taking a few deep breaths that begin to allow us to feel a little more peaceful. It's a busy time of year. It feels so nice to sit and relax for a moment with no demands, no pressures. And we'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. Coming to center, we bring hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now the prayer at our heart reaches up into the sky. We'll part our hands and twist to one side. And then inhale, reach back up into the sky again, and twist the other way. And then following your own breath, keep twisting side to side. Now reaching up one more time, let's fold forward. We lay our hands down on the mat, step our feet back, and come to downward facing dog. Push yourself away from your hands with hips to the sky. Press your heels up and down slowly like you were walking in place. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. We fold into a forward bend, hanging into gravity in any way that feels good for you. Each pose, find your way. What feels nice in your body today? Let's walk our hands forward again. And we return to downward facing dog. We'll set our knees down on the mat, slide our hips into our heels. And then as we inhale, let's rise up as we cross our arms and reach up and open. And then exhale, cross the arms and fold back down. And flow with your breath. Reaching up, opening to the possibilities of this new day. One more time, we reach up and open. And then folding forward, let's extend our arms out in front of us, settle our hips into our heels, and find a nice comfortable child's pose. I invite you to come back to child's pose anytime you'd like to stop and rest a moment. It's always available. Now let's tuck our toes under our feet, lift our hips to the sky, and return to downward facing dog. We'll step the right foot forward. Lay your left knee down to the ground. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And then our hands come back onto the mat. And we step the right foot back. Inhaling, we move our shoulders above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, let's lower down. As we inhale, we roll the shoulders back and reach the heart forward, cobra. And then hips back again to heels, child's pose. Toes turn into the floor, hips lift to the sky. Back to downward facing dog, we step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down, inhale, arms to the sky, kneeling lunge. And hands back to the mat, stepping the left foot back. Inhale, come to kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, we rise into cobra. And then hips reach again to heels, child's pose. And our toes dig down into the mat. We step into downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. With your inhale, come halfway up. You can spread your arms like great big wings. And then exhale, fold forward. Coming halfway up with each inhale. Folding forward with each exhale. and flowing with the breath. And with your next inhale, come up a little higher and then fold forward. And a little higher again and fold forward. Next inhale, all the way up. We bring hands to our heart. We make sure we're standing all the way at the front of the mat now for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Hips sink down and back. We come to chair. Now let's reach up again. You're welcome to lean back a little if you want to. Dive down. Let's lift up halfway as we straighten our back. Now hands touch the ground. We step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge, knee up or down. Inhaling, arms to the sky. And then hands come back to the mat. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's take our right leg up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling upward. And then hands come back down. Now the left foot steps up to join the right. Take an inhale to rise all the way up. And we sink into chair. Now up and into the sky again. You can lean back here if you want to. Dive down. Lift up halfway. And then we touch our hands to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling into the sky. And then hands back onto the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, let's arch up. And with our exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. And the left leg reaches to the sky. Now step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach. And then hands touch the ground. We step the right foot forward. Catch an inhale all the way up. And slip down into chair. Reaching up into the sky once more. You can add that back bend if it feels nice. Diving down. Lift up halfway. And then let's touch our hands to the mat. We'll walk our feet back and find our way to downward facing dog. Take a moment to breathe. So now that we've loosened up a little, we've warmed up our body, let's step into our standing flows. Reach your right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward and then lay your back foot flat down. We step into warrior one. Feet are grounded as arms reach to the sky. We look straight ahead or even up toward the ceiling. Breathing in, breathing out. No demands, no timelines, no pressure. Now let's fold hands into the heart and straighten the right leg. We're coming to pyramid pose. If you want to narrow your stance, you can step the back foot in a little bit. Tipping the hips forward, let's lean out over the right leg, little by little, as you feel the place in your body where that feels like a nice stretch for you. Every breath feels like a release. Every breath feels like a letting go. Hands come to the mat. We'll take the right hand and bring it inside of the right foot as we walk our way around to the long side of the mat. Bring your hands on your thighs, lifting up to stand. Let's point our toes to the corners of our mat. With an inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhaling, we spread our arms wide open, our hips sink down and back a little, and we reach wide with both the arms and the legs. Sink down to where that feels good. Feel yourself strengthening and opening. Now staying here, but reaching the arm or crossing the arms, right arm over left. Either hug your shoulders or wrap the forearms together like we do for eagle pose. The hips stay down, but the arms reach overhead, crossing at the wrists. And then as you straighten the legs, keep hands overhead, point your toes to the long side of the mat, and then bring your hands down and unfold them at your heart as you fold forward. Coming all the way down to the ground now, we'll take a twist. So here you might want to widen your stance again. Lay your right hand below your face, left hand on your low back. Take a nice lengthening to the back, and then a twist to the left. You might like your hand at your back. You might like to reach it to the sky, whatever helps facilitate that twist in your body. Your chin turning toward the left shoulder. We reach the twist into the low back, middle back, upper back, and the neck. The twist unwind. Left hand comes to the floor. We'll walk our hands forward, push our hips back, a wide leg variation on downward facing dog. After we twisted the back, we stretch it out, let it lengthen. Now the hands walk back in. We'll lay the left hand below the face, slip the right hand to the low back. Another lengthening for the back, and then a twist now to the right. Finding, again, how it fits your body best. And the twist comes back around. Let's walk our hands forward, push our hips backward, stretch your back, feel the length. Hands walk back in under the face. Now let's walk them around to the front of the mat, and we'll lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. So either curl your left toes under or lay your left knee down, and then we'll reach up and arms come up to the sky. Now lace your fingers together above your head, and then turn your palms to the ceiling. Lengthen up even higher. And we release hands down to the mat, where we'll step back and flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, let's arch up. And with our exhale, we come back to downward facing dog. And now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot again comes flat. We step into warrior one. Lay the foundation, reach to the sky, and let it all go. Just breathe. Hands folding into the heart. Let's straighten up the left leg. Again, if you want that little hop in with the back foot, you can take it now. We lean out over the left leg, little by little. Where does it feel good? Gives you a nice release, a nice opening. And then turn the music up just a little bit. Your hands down to the mat. Take the left hand inside of the left foot and walk your way around to the long side of your mat. And take your hands on your thighs, lifting up to stand. Let's point toes again to the corners of our mat. Inhale, arms reach up. Exhale, arms open wide as our hips sink down and back. Come to a nice, strong place here. Left arm crossing over the right. Either hug your shoulders or wrap the arms together again. And keep the hips down. Let the arms come up overhead with the wrists crossing above you.
And straightening the legs, point your feet to the long side of your mat, and then unfold your hands at your heart
as you come all the way down. Hands drop down to the ground. We'll take a twist again. If you want to go back to a wider stance, you can do that. Right hand below the face, left hand on the low back. Feel your back lengthen. And now a twist to the left. Coming back around, the left hand returns to the floor. We'll walk the hands forward, push the hips back, get your back all lengthened and stretched out. Now walking the hands back in, lay the left hand below the face, right hand on the low back, lengthening, a twist now to the right. Low back, middle back, upper back, neck. And the twist comes back around once more. Hands walk forward, hips push back. A nice lengthening. Let's walk our hands back in and then walk them around to the front of the mat. Once again, we lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. So toes or knee on the right foot. Arms then to the sky. Lace your fingers together. Turn the palms to the ceiling. Really nice length. And hands come down to the mat, and we'll step back. We'll flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. Our exhale goes back now, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up to the sky.
Great big wide step forward with the right foot as we lay the back foot flat and open to warrior two. Nice and wide. Arms parallel to the floor, feet grounded. And keep the legs as they are, reach just a little forward. Turn your right hand up toward the sky and then sweep it up and back into reverse warrior. A side bend as we stretch into the right side of the body. Bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh, or you can reach toward the ground. Left fingers now to the sky as we look up, side angle pose. Take your left arm in a circle that reaches back toward the back of your mat, passes by your back leg, points to the floor. When your left hand points to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg and finish your circle in triangle pose. Be as open here as you can be. Push down into the floor, come up to stand. Bring your feet around to the long side of the mat, and then sweep your hands round behind your back. Link fingers behind you, push your hands back, roll your shoulders back. Let your heart spread up into the sky, wide open. Keeping the heart open, we fold at the hips all the way down. Let your hands tumble down to the ground. Walk them around to the front of your mat. And again, lay the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. With this lunge, let's take a deep bow. We lean forward and then the arms circle around to the back as we come down.
bring hands onto the mat and we'll step back. The vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And with our exhale, back to downward facing dog. And now it's left leg up to the sky. Another really wide step forward with the left foot as we lay the back foot flat and open to warrior two. Wide open. A little reach forward and the left hand turns up, sweeping back behind us into reverse warrior, stretching the left side of the body. Now a bend in the left arm or reaching toward the ground, right fingers straight up into the sky, side angle pose. Begin to circle your right arm round toward the back. Pass by your right leg. Point to the floor. When you come forward, straighten your left leg. And the circle finishes in triangle pose. Now pushing into the feet, we come up to stand. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat. Sweep your hands behind the back again, linking your fingers behind you. Push the hands back, roll the shoulders back, and again, find a heart opening. Nice and open. Now come up, folding forward. Our hands tumble down. We walk hands around to the front of the mat. Again, laying the foundation for lunge or kneeling lunge. And we add that deep bow. Lean forward. Circle your arms around to the back. And then bring hands to the mat and we'll step back. Flowing through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. The exhale goes back to downward facing dog. And our right leg reaches up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Come to lunge or kneeling lunge. This time, let's take a twist. Bring your hands into your heart. Hook your left elbow across your right thigh. This twist turns to the right. You can keep your hands tucked in a prayer at your heart. You can spread your arms open. You can lay your back knee down. Whatever feels right in your body. Bring your twist back around. Hands come to the mat. We take the right hand inside of the right foot. Again, walking around to the long side of the mat. Hands on thighs. Lift up to stand. We'll take a back bend now. Fists at the low back. Feet firmly rooted. Rising up, 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 and then leaning back a little just to where you feel good. Feel how your hands at your back almost say to you, I've got your back here. Now carefully coming back up, slide your hands around to your hip crease, fold that back bend down into a forward bend, and give yourself a moment to enjoy just hanging loosely in a forward bend, maybe wrapping fingers around elbows. Letting the energy of the back bend quiet now. Let's walk our hands around to the front of the mat, turning our feet to point forward. This time, lay your back knee down. Shifting backwards, take a nice, slow stretch. This could become a full split if you're more open here. Custom fit it to your own body. Come forward. With our hands on the mat, we curl the back toes under, we pick the back knee up, and we step back, flowing through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Now we take our last standing flow, left leg up to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Twisting again, bring hands to the heart. This time we hook the right elbow over the left thigh as we twist now to the left. Fit it to your body. Twist comes back around. We take hands to the mat. The left hand comes inside the left foot. And again, we walk around to the long side of the mat. Hands come on thighs. We're lifting up to stand. Let's lay the foundation for the back bend again. Nice and solid through the feet. Make fists at your low back. Pushing the feet down, we rise up, up, and away. Carefully back up. Hands come onto the hips. We spill forward. Let your hands drop down. Again, find a comfortable way to release your back into a forward bend. Let's walk our hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet to point forward, lay the back knee down, and once again, shift backwards. Take a nice deep stretch, just to where it feels good for you. It's not too much, but it's not too little. Again, we come forward. We take our hands to the mat. We curl the back toes under, pick the back knee up, and we'll step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog, but now our knees come softly to the mat. Our hips settle into the nest of our heels as we lay ourselves down to rest in child's pose. Take a few nice, slow, deep breaths with no agenda, no timeline, no pressure. Look to the front of our mat. We press our hands firmly down, curl our toes under our feet, and once again make our way to downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Slowly coming all the way up as we inhale. And we'll bring hands into our heart.
let's explore some balancing now. We'll step first onto the right foot. First pose today being warrior three. Arms circle into the sky. We'll tiptoe the left foot back a little, get nice and long, and then launch into warrior three. Wherever your flying altitude feels good, whatever wing position with your arms you like. Get nice and long through your back and spine. Now pull your left knee through to the front. Hands can come to the heart, or they can reach to the sky, or arms can circle around. Now let's reach our arms back into the sky and drift again into warrior three. Left leg reaches back. Arms in any position. Now step your left foot back down onto the ground. Give yourself a moment to release your body a little bit with some movement. And let's step onto the left foot. We begin again with warrior three. Arms reaching to the sky, right foot tiptoes back. Feel your length as you launch into your warrior three. It's okay to stop and start whenever you need to, or a little wall help you. Now pull your right knee through as you point it to the front. Again, hands to the heart, the sky, arms circling around. Let's all reach arms up into the sky as once again we find our way to warrior three. Right leg reaches back. And then we step down again onto 2 feet. A little moment to move. Now with a nice big inhale, we reach into the sky. As we exhale, let's fold all the way down. Touch our hands to the mat. Walk our feet back. And once again, lay knees down to the ground, hips slide into the heels. We return to child's pose. Let's add a side bend. Walk your hands way over to the right. Hands walk back to the center and then walk way over to the left. And let's walk our hands once again back to the center. We'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Let's crisscross our ankles, slip our hips right over our heels, and come to sit. So we're coming to some nice forward bends now, but before we fold forward, let's roll back. So a couple of options. You can either roll onto your back and hug your knees, or you can roll up onto your shoulders with your feet behind you in a plow pose. So for the first forward bend, in just a moment, we'll roll forward. And when we do, we'll extend the right leg straight. We'll bend the left knee so the left foot comes to the inner right thigh. So when you're ready, roll yourself up now with your right leg out and your left foot in. Inhale, lengthening upward, we reach to the sky. And then exhaling, let's fold over the right leg in a forward bend. Long, slow, deep breaths. Extending your exhale to create an even deeper sense of letting go.
let's walk our hands up the right leg. And again, we'll roll back. So either onto your back, hugging your knees, or onto your shoulders, feet behind you. So we'll take another forward bend, and it will be just the exact same as the first one, but the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward with your left leg out and your right foot in. And inhale, lengthens up through back and spine, arms reach to the sky. Exhaling, let's fold over the left leg. Long, slow, deep breaths, extending your exhalation. A nice, deep letting go. Walk our hands up the left leg. And once again, roll back. Same options as before. Either come to your back or onto your shoulders. So one more forward bend. This last one will be both legs stretched out straight. So when you're ready, roll forward with both legs reaching out. Inhale, coming up, reaching to the sky. Maybe tiptoeing your hips back a little bit. And then a nice angle to lean forward over both legs. And once again, long, slow, deep breaths. Extending your exhalations even deeper to facilitate this sense of letting go. Our hands up our legs. Let's all catch the backs of our legs as we roll down now onto the floor. Lay yourself on your back. Hug your knees. Allow yourself to rock a little side to side. Now extend both legs straight up into the sky. Reach your hands to the floor behind your head. Now point your fingers to the ceiling and then using your abdominal strength, lift your head and shoulders right off your mat. And then lower down. Now earlier we borrowed the arms from Eagle Pose. Let's borrow the legs now. Wind your right leg around your left. Reaching up and then again, core strength to lift right up off the ground. And then lower down again. Both legs straight up into the sky. Point your hands to the ceiling and come right up off the ground. And then lower down. Now let's weave the left leg around the right, lifting up right up off the ground. Now on our way down, we'll slip into pigeon pose. Let your left ankle cross your right thigh. Grab behind your right leg or around the right shin. Lay your head down, draw the legs in. We're looking for a feeling of really deep release in the left hip. So tinker with it, adjust it until you find a good spot. And then close your eyes. Let your breath get longer and slower and deeper.
Now let your fingers slip apart. Uncross your legs. Take your hands on your knees. Take your knees in circles round and round like stirring a big pot of soup. And take your knees in circles the other way. Now both legs point straight up into the sky. Hands to the floor behind your head. Point to the ceiling. Use your strength to come right up off the ground. And then lower down. Once again, we borrow the legs from Eagle Pose. Wrap your left leg around your right. Lifting up. And then coming back down. Now both legs go straight into the sky. We point to the ceiling. We lift up. And come back down. Now braid your right leg around your left. Point to the ceiling. Come all the way up. And then on your way down again, let's slip into pigeon pose. Right ankle crosses left thigh. We grab behind the left leg or around the left shin. Laying down to the ground, we find that deep opening now in the right hip. Adjusting it for your body. Relaxing your shoulders, your neck, loosening your jaw. Longer, slower, deeper breaths. And every breath becomes a letting go. Again, the hands slip apart. We uncross the legs. We'll take hands on our knees. Once again, circle them around and around. And then around the other way. Feet come to the floor. Spread your arms out wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat under each foot. And then with knees wide like windshield wipers, drop your knees open to the right. And then come back up and then drop them both to the left. As you go side to side, feel your belly stretch. Feel the massage for your hips and low back. One more time to each side. And when you're ready, scoop your knees up, give yourself a nice hug, maybe a little rock side to side. And it's time now to choose an inversion for today. You could choose to lay on your back, reaching your legs up into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor, lifting your hips up in a bridge pose. Maybe choose to lift your hips and your legs up above you in a shoulder stand or a plow pose. Or if you have another inversion you enjoy safely, choose whatever would feel good for you. No pressure, no to-do list, just relaxing and breathing.
Thank you.
softly, gently, lay yourself back down onto your mat. And then reach around, hug your knees, rock your body side to side. Set our feet onto the floor for fish pose. We'll slip our hands underneath our hips and then stretch our legs out straight. Now sit up on your fingertips. Tuck your elbows underneath your back. Let your head lay back as your heart reaches toward the sky. The head comes carefully up, and we lay the fish pose down onto the ground. Take your hands out from underneath you now, and then circle them around until they find each other behind your head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, take a great big stretch. And now reach down, find your right knee, grab hold of it, hug it into your body, and then guide it across your body to the left. Will you turn your head and look to the right? Soften your hips. Smooth out your forehead. Loosen your jaw. Relax into this twist. Left hand slip away and fall to the floor. Roll yourself softly over. As you lay down on the mat, you may feel a little off center. So take a moment to align your body to the center of your mat. Stretch the legs out, circle the arms around. When they meet behind your head, turn your palms around, take a big stretch. Now reach down, grab hold of your left knee. Cross your left knee all the way over to the right and turn your head to the left. Now release your right hand, roll softly over, lay yourself down once again on the mat, straighten out your body, and we've arrived now at our final relaxation. Lay yourself down. If you want to get covered up, do whatever you might need to do to get nice and comfortable. Lay yourself down, enjoy your breath. Thank you.
deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the gentle night to you. Moon and stars pour their healing light to you. Deep peace to you. Deep peace to you. Now take a very deep breath in. Nice long, slow exhale out. And give yourself now a moment to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you've enjoyed your closure, roll softly over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm. Take your time. There is no hurry. Now let's finally come full circle and come back to a comfortable seated position. Back to where we began. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then once again, let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center. We'll inhale and reach our arms up into the sky. Let your hands come together above your head. Bring that prayer first to your forehead for deep peace in our thoughts today. And then to the lips for deep peace in our words. And finally to the heart for deep peace in our hearts. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.